Well, today, the school spotlight, we're joined by Alin Kopic. And Alin, we've got several things to talk about. I especially, I'm assuming speech. You had district and now some state competition, too, coming up.
Yes, exactly. I would like to start by congratulating our state speech qualifiers and wish them good luck this Saturday in Lamar's at the state speech contest. Our one-act play, Varsity Readers Theater, our solo mime, and two ensembles all qualified, and we just want to wish them the best of luck on Saturday.
Well, you go from speech to some music because isn't it jazz band season two?
Yes, it is, and those kids have been working hard. I'd like to, again, wish them good luck. They will be performing at the state jazz competition in Fort Dodge on Monday, and they will then go to Morningside's Jazz Festival on Wednesday, February 7th.
Okay. Now, you have some other school items, right?
I do, yes. In some other news, our FCCLA will be doing their Friday, February Readers Program again this year. And they will be going into the elementary classrooms and reading at the beginning of each day on Friday in February to model literacy and encourage our younger friends to keep reading. One of the primary goals of FCCLA is to support and advocate for family consumer science education, and this activity aligns with the curriculum in child development and encourages our students to give back to their community. I also wanted to mention that our second grade and third grade had a book character day last Thursday, and these students were invited to dress like their favorite book character. Each student also did a project to go along with their character, and we just had awesome parent involvement helping their kids come up with some really creative costumes. So our second and third grade teachers, Mrs. Sievers, Ms. Vaughn, Ms. Freeze, and Ms. Winger, really wanted to thank all the parents and grandparents who came to see their child's projects. And then I move on to a shout-out to our 7th graders who will be heading into the Shark Tank on Friday. In Mrs. Walsh's English class, the students will be, or they have been, creating, inventing, writing, and presenting for the past couple of weeks in preparation for this big day. Finally, on Friday, they will face the tough Shark Tank judges, and then they will see which 7th grade group will walk away with the best invention honors. I know these kids have really been working hard on this, and they've definitely learned a lot. Mm-hmm. So good luck in the Shark Tank to our 7th graders.
Okay.
And then finally, tonight is Purple Out in order to promote cancer awareness at our basketball game against Manson Northwest Webster. Our National Honor Society will be serving pulled pork, chips, bars, and a drink at a tailgate in our commons. It's a free will donation, and they also have a limited number of Purple Out t-shirts available for sale. So all proceeds will go to BVRMC's oncology department. So come out and support the Mustangs and a good cause.
All right, tonight the night. And Alin, have a great day.
Thank you, Chris.
You are welcome. Alin Kopic, our guest in the school spotlight every other week with Newell Fonda right here on Mix 101.7.